Good afternoon. I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Orpheum Theater, and the Dixon Gallery and Gardens. The University Singers and Chamber Choir from the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music at the University of Memphis will perform in concert this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Idlewild Presbyterian Church on Union Avenue. Admission is free, and this is going to be a very special concert because it's a musical tribute to U of M Emeritus Professor and composer Shirley MacRae. Dr. Larry Edwards is director of choral activities at the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music, and you also know him as artistic director of the Memphis Symphony Chorus, and he joins me in the studio this afternoon to talk about a very, very special musician and friend. Good to see you.
Good to be here, Khaki.
Well, if people aren't aware of Shirley MacRae's work, I mean, she's done it all, and on top of it, she's just a wonderful person.
Exactly. This is an opportunity for us in Memphis to pay tribute to someone who has had a phenomenal career and has made such an impact on not only the artistic life of musicians here, but in the life of countless students. She has an ORF specialist and not only became an amazing ORF teacher, but became an amazing teacher of ORF teachers and has traveled around the world working and teaching those adults who are interested in ORF music how to do it better, and she's quite a woman. We have a long history. She was actually on the search committee that hired me way back in 1988, and so she was one of the first people that I met here in Memphis. And she was teaching at the University of Memphis at the time, Memphis State, and we just became close friends and have enjoyed a very positive friendship and also artistic collaboration in terms of just being supportive of music here in Memphis. So she's very dear to me.
Oh, I'm glad you're doing this tribute concert for her. We're going to talk about the program in just a minute, but I wanted to give people an idea of her as a composer. Now, she wrote a hodier. You might want to explain to people exactly what a hodier is, because Ray Vaughan Williams wrote a hodier,
right,
and a lot of different people wrote hodier.
Well, there's a million settings of the hodier, which we think of as a piece that we would often hear in the holiday season. And so it's probably every composer has a setting of this piece. So it doesn't surprise me that Shirley decided to write one also. So.
Well, I was listening to it this morning, and just the blend of voices and the complexity that you can hear in the arrangement and composition just – you know, it's one of those things that you just have to stop and pay attention to for a minute. And so I wanted to give people an idea. So here is Shirley MacRae's Hodier, and this is from a CD called Hodier, a 20th Century Yuletide Celebration featuring the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir back when they were directed by John Ayer. Shirley MacRae's Hodier from Hodier, a 20th Century Yuletide Celebration with the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir performing. There's a musical tribute to Shirley MacRae this Sunday afternoon at 4 at Idlewild Presbyterian Church. Admission is free, and Dr. Larry Edwards will be conducting the University Singers and Chamber Choir from the Rudy E. Scheidt School of Music. So you put together a program that features a lot of Shirley MacRae's work, but also just pieces that she particularly enjoys.
Yes. She has been one of those people in my life who's been so supportive of what I've been doing and the work that I've done at the university. And so she almost never misses one of our concerts. And she, of course, is very quick to talk about what she heard and what she liked. And so what I've done with this particular concert in honoring her and the work that she's done as a composer here in Memphis is I've chosen, I think, 8 of her pieces. And I've chosen a sort of a broad representation of her things, including things for mixed ensemble and also for women's ensemble. And because I felt like I wanted to fill the program out with some other particular works, I actually, with collaboration with Shirley, we talked about some of the things that she has enjoyed that we've done in the past and some of the composers that she felt she especially resonated with. So the rest of the program is things that she would enjoy. So this is really all about Shirley, which I think is wonderful. And so, yes, I think it's going to be a really eclectic program. But basically, it's focusing on the gifts that she's given the music world through her compositions.
So she was on the faculty at U of M for, what, 25 years?
Yes, many, many years. I'm not sure exactly how long. She was there when I got there and retired several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so much fun to hear you talk about her as a musician, but also as her as far as encouraging other musicians and supporting the students and faculty like you.
Oh, yes. You know, it's interesting, but as you teach over the years, you're involved in the process of producing lots and lots of music, and you work with lots and lots of students, and sometimes it's easy to lose sight of the big picture. And someone like Shirley in my life, which we've talked many times about, how does one go beyond notes and rhythms and text, and how does it then blossom into a piece of art? And for Shirley, that's been the most important thing to be listening for with an ensemble, and I think that's why we've been able to talk and sort of embrace the whole concept of music, because she's appreciated so much that a main focus of my artistic life has been using the notes and rhythm as the foundation upon which we make this wonderful art called music. And we can't stop with notes and rhythms. That's where we start.
Oh, yeah.
And I work so hard to maybe overlook the fact that all of our vowels may not be perfectly lined up, but it's a musical phrase. And so that's been very important to me. And for Shirley, she has been especially helpful in encouraging me to, you know, never lose track of that as my goal. And that's what I mean, is someone like Shirley who you look at her work and it's been phenomenal. She is just an amazing woman in terms of her output in life, but it's those other things that have so affected people like me that she's encouraged and often told me of things that I needed to keep working on. And she's a gifted person who has such strong convictions, and she's not afraid to share those convictions. I think of her as sort of a musical steel magnolia here in the South, someone who is very, very directed and has great purpose and great conviction and great drive, but is so supportive and loves people and loves music, and that all comes together in this wonderful woman.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you can read somebody's biography all day long and point out the things that they have done in their career and in their life, but then hearing you talk about the human side,
yes,
of Shirley is so very lovely to hear.
Yes.
Well, let's hear one more piece, and this is something that will be performed this Sunday. It's one of Shirley MacRae's works, Maria Wanders Through the Thorn. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this? This is another recording, by the way, by the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir.
Well, this actually was composed. It uses an organ and a clarinet or oboe, mm-hmm. And we're actually using the oboe instructor, Michelle Vigneault, is going to be joining us on this. And another great thing is, of course, for those who've never visited Idlewild Presbyterian Church, it's a wonderful experience just to walk into the space, because it's absolutely breathtaking, and they have an amazing organ. And that's another reason why we've chosen to go there. But it's also that it's such an inviting place for us, and they love great music there. Mm-hmm. In fact, Shirley sings in the adult choir at Idlewild Presbyterian Church. But anyway, this has an organ part that we're using one of our student organists on, and it's a great piece.
Okay, here is another composition by Shirley MacRae, and this will be performed by the University Singers and Chamber Choir this Sunday afternoon at Idlewild Presbyterian Church, and those two ensembles conducted by my guest this afternoon, Dr. Larry Edwards. Here is Maria Wanders Through the Thorn. And another composition by Shirley MacRae, Maria Wanders Through the Thorn, that's going to be performed by the University Singers and Chamber Choir from the Rudy Eshite School of Music this Sunday afternoon. I love that you have Eric Whitaker on the program. I'm a big Eric Whitaker fan.
It's been an interesting journey for me as a conductor, but when the students introduced me to Eric Whitaker, probably, I don't know, it's probably been 10 years ago, I liked his music, but we have been almost continuously doing at least one of his pieces on every concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I describe him as a rock star of choral music.
He really is.
And it's been delightful because my students just – there's a way that he writes that connects with young people. And I can't explain it. I just think it's phenomenal that my students – just fall in love with his music. So it's fun. We're going to do it. And Shirley loves him also. So
okay.
That's why we're doing him.
Well, also, speaking of conducting, your wonderful student who's pursuing a doctoral in conducting, Jeremy Warner, who was on this program a few weeks back talking about a Memphis Men's Chorale performance, will be conducting a few pieces on the program as well.
He will be. And I think this is also an important tribute to Shirley. She was all about teaching. And so Jeremy has become a close friend and did his master's with me, actually, and now is in his third year of his doctoral program. So we have a history now of collaboration, and I think the world of him and look forward to great things from him as he goes on and starts his own career soon.
I love it. Well, this will be a very special performance, and that's just putting it mildly. I can't find the right words, but and I know it's hard for you too because this means so much to you.
It means a great deal to me personally, yes.
Yeah. The University Singers and Chamber Choir from the Rudy Eshite School of Music at the University of Memphis performing in concert this Sunday at 4 at Idlewild Presbyterian Church. The admission is free, and it is a musical tribute, a well-deserved musical tribute to a U of M emeritus professor and composer and writer and the list goes on and on. Shirley MacRae. And I want to thank Dr. Larry Edwards for being my guest. And I'll remind you that you can go to memphis.edu/music to find out more information. Dr. Larry Edwards, my guest, thanks so much.
My pleasure.